the Philadelphia Flyers fall to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Final score here tonight, 5-3. Columbus walks away with the two very important points in the standings, and that will also now tie them with the Flyers in the Metropolitan Division with 81 points. If you're looking for the amount of points you probably need to get in the playoffs, I know Jake Voracek said 93 the other day. I feel a lot more comfortable with 94 or 95, but we'll see how this plays out. Flyers now 11 games remaining on the schedule, and they fall here tonight to a division team that they're battling with. And the result, obviously, not the desired one here tonight for the Flyers against the Blue Jackets. Shots in that third period. Flyers went into the period down by a goal. They outshoot Columbus in the final frame 12-7 for a game total of 30-29. Really, the tale of this game is basically the goaltending of Peter Mrazek just wasn't good tonight. Four goals allowed on 10 shots, six saves. Alex Lyon comes in, does a really good job. Doesn't give up a goal in this game for the Flyers. They get an empty netter. 18 saves, excuse me, for Alex Lyon in this game. And the Flyers are going to walk away from this one with nothing to gain in the standings once again. Let's get to the highlights of this one. Scoring opened up in the first period. It was by Columbus, 9:41 in, when Oliver Bjorkstrand took advantage of a defensive zone breakdown where the Flyers are chasing the play, unable to get control and regain positioning defensively. He picked up his 11th goal of the season, and just 11 seconds later, Boone Jenner made it 2-0 on his 9th goal of the season. Gets in behind the Flyers' defense and puts the puck by Peter Mrazek. But the Flyers needed to bounce back and fight back, and they did at 11:34 of the period. It's the captain, Claude Giroux. He picks up his 26th.
Andrew McDowell behind his own net, picked off by Bjorkstrand, and if not for a Mrazek stick, he made that save. Long lead pass, Giroux. He's in alone. Walked in, backhand, forehand. He hit the goalpost. He had Bobrovsky down and out, and Giroux banged it off the post. Here's Travis Konecny over to Giroux with a shot. He scores! The captain, Claude Giroux, got three goals in his last three games, and the Flyers get on the board. It's 2-1.
After a beautiful move on the breakaway to get to actually fake out Sergei Bobrovsky, Giroux hits the post, but he eventually gets the one-timer and the goal, cuts the lead in half, his 26th of the season. Travis Konecny and Andrew McDonald with the assist to make it a 2-1 hockey game. But at 18:08 of the third period, it was Columbus who strikes again. This time, and you'll hear this name a couple of times here on out through this highlight portion of the post-game show, Cam Atkinson picks up his 14th.
Voracek over to the far wall, but nobody there but Columbus. Back to the line, they go point to point. Seth Jones, side of the net. Panarin, base of the right circle. Backs into the circle, gives it up at the line. Werenski shot, they hit the goal post. No, it's in. As it just eludes Mrazek's glove, it's 3-1 Columbus. That goal from the right point by Zach Werenski's his 15th of the year.
Yeah, that ends up being Cam Atkinson's goal. He redirects that Werenski shot and gets by Peter Mrazek, and it puts Columbus back up by 2. 3-1 the score. Panarin and Werenski with the assist, and that's how we'd end the first period and head into the second. So would the Flyers have an answer? Would they respond? Well, just 14 seconds into the second period, some carryover time on the power play when Shane Gostisbehere picks up his 11th.
Over to the far circle. Here's the shot by Gostisbehere. He scores! Shane Gostisbehere! If it's Ghost, it's going to be his first goal in 20 games. And Philadelphia, early in the second, make it 3-2.
Yeah, Flyers do exactly what you need to do there. They put a lot of traffic around Sergei Bobrovsky, and Gostisbehere does get the goal, his 11th on the power play. Couturier and Provorov with the assist. So 3-2 early in the second period. Just a little bit over 3 minutes later, 3:23 of the period, though, the guy who scored the goal late in the first period, Cam Atkinson, picks up his second of the game, his 15th of the season in the second period.
What a great forecheck. Everybody involved, a lot of good shots. Bobrovsky didn't see a lot of those. He just reacted. Those were reaction, not from being able to see that puck.
Columbus, a lead pass up the right side. Here's Cam Atkinson. Ripped a shot. He scores. He absolutely blows it by Peter Mrazek on the stick-hand side. And again, Columbus gets it back. They're up by two again, 4-2.
Yeah, Cam Atkinson just absolutely blows that shot right by Peter Mrazek. David Savard with the assist, and that would chase Mrazek out of this game and put the Columbus Blue Jackets back up by two goals, 4-2 the score at that point. So in comes Alex Lyon, who made several big saves, 12 saves, as a matter of fact, in that second period, and was key to keeping the Flyers in this game, especially on a penalty kill where he had about five or six saves when Columbus was attacking the Flyers really strong. But he keeps the Flyers in this game. And at 12:23 of the second period, the Flyers once again get back within one. Andrew McDonald picks up his sixth.
Flyers change. Konechny gets to a puck into the right corner. Lays it to the base of the left circle. Gets it back from Couturier. Lifts it out to the line. They go point to point. Andrew McDonald gets it from Sanheim. He'll wide. Fire. He scores! Andrew McDonald with his sixth of the year. And the Flyers just won't go away. It's a one-goal game again, 4-3 Columbus.
And you had Sergei Bobrovsky in a vulnerable position tonight, giving up goals he usually does not give up. The Drew goal earlier in the first period kind of gets through him, leaks through his between his chest and his arm. Also, the Shane Gostisbehere goal, a bit of a leaky goal for Sergei Bobrovsky. And then McDonald beats him from out high on a slap shot to his glove hand side. So you're thinking maybe you have a vulnerable Bobrovsky in this game, which is a rarity indeed, at least in the regular season. But Flyers unable to get another one in this one. Down 4-3, heading to the third. Unable to get anything by Sergei Bobrovsky in the third period. And eventually at 19:59, Cam Atkinson completes the hat trick with his 16th goal of the season into the empty net. Just 0.7 seconds left on the clock at that point. Panarin picks up the assist. And Columbus skates out of the Wells Fargo Center with a 5-3 win over the Philadelphia Flyers and pick up two extremely important points in the standings. The Toyota three stars of this game. Well, the number one star, it's easy. That's the hat trick. And Cam Atkinson, the number two star, Seth Jones, and the number three star, Travis Konechny, with a couple assists and helpers for the Flyers in this one. At Toyota, they worry about every detail so you don't have to. Tested, trusted Toyota. See your dealer or visit buyatoyota.com. Let's go places. Right now, the Flyers still have that third spot in the Metropolitan Division, tied in points with the Blue Jackets, but by way of the ROW, which is regulation and overtime wins, the Flyers have 33, Columbus has 32. Both teams with 81 points right now, but Flyers, by way of that tiebreaker, have the third spot in the Metropolitan Division, and they're going to look to hang on to it. Coming up in the upcoming schedule, Saturday and Sunday, an interesting back-to-back. The Devils not in action tonight. 80 points now, have the second wild card position. And I mentioned Florida. Flyers have played 71 games. Florida's playing their 68th right now, and they have 75 points. So they'll be within four if they get that win tonight, with 77 to the Flyers. And with the win, the Capitals take the top spot in the division, 87 points. Penguins in a tie game right now, but they have played one more game than the Washington Capitals. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Obviously, extremely important hockey right now, and the Flyers in one of those skids. We've seen this up and down all season from this team. Not a good time of year for this team to be pointing in the wrong direction, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. They'll be back at it on Saturday against a Carolina Hurricane team that's struggling right now as well. In Carolina, that game on Saturday at 7 o'clock, then Sunday, quick turnaround. And this is a rarity because not often do you see puck drop less than 24 hours apart. They'll drop that puck Saturday night at 7, then they'll travel back home after that game, and then have to crank it up once again for a 5 o'clock puck drop here at the Wells Fargo Center against the Washington Capitals. Not an easy situation, and especially when one of your goalies is really struggling, Alex Lyon. We'll see how Dave Hakstol chooses to disperse his goalies coming up on Saturday